Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. I'm a neuroscientist, researcher, mind expert, author, and host of the podcast, Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess. And you're listening to Ignited Motivation. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to clean up your mental mess in 5 simple and scientific steps called the neurocycle. The neurocycle is how you manage your mind to direct the neuroplasticity in your brain. And in doing this, I have demonstrated in my research and clinical practice over 38 years that you can become empowered to feel in control of your mind, which can increase your feelings of control over anxiety and depression and toxic thinking by up to 81%. If your mind is a mess, your life will be a mess because you don't even go 3 seconds without using your mind. So, I'm excited to share with you on how to manage your mind with the neurocycle to help you clean up your mental mess.
Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf from the podcast, Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess. I'm a neuroscientist and mental health expert, and you're listening to Ignited Motivation. Today, I'm going to talk about how to clean up your mental mess and boost your mood in 5 simple and scientific steps. And how this 5-step mind management process is key to helping you go beyond mindfulness to creating meaningful and sustainable change to live your happiest and healthiest life. You can go 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, 3 minutes without air, but you cannot go 3 seconds without thinking. Thinking drives action, behaviors, and emotions. Thinking creates actual structures in our brains. So when you're stuck in toxic thinking or have bad mental hygiene, you create these toxic structures in your brain, which then negatively affect your actions, behaviors, and relationships and physical and mental health. I've spent the last 30 years studying how thoughts are formed, and I worked in private practice with people who struggled with major mental and brain health issues like bipolar depression, Alzheimer's, anxiety, learning issues, traumatic brain injuries. And over these 30 years, I developed a 5-step process based on the science of neuroplasticity to help them learn how to take back control of their mental health and mind. The results were amazing. And I recently conducted a clinical trial testing the effectiveness again of these 5 steps to help reduce toxic thinking, anxiety, depression, and so on. And what we found was that these 5 steps not only increased and empowered the subjects to take more control of their thinking, but actually reduced symptoms of anxiety and toxic thinking by up to 81%. So, what are these 5 steps? And how does this process work? The 5 steps of this neurocycle, which is what I call it, are gather, reflect, write, recheck, and active reach. In the first step, gather, you embrace and become aware of your emotional and physical warning signals. In the second step, you reflect in a very deliberate and intentional way on the warning signals that you have gathered. In the third step, you write down, which takes you even deeper and helps you get your brain on paper. You write down what you reflected on in step 2. In the fourth step, the recheck, you look for patterns and triggers. You look back at what you've written and you go even deeper, looking for the patterns and the triggers of your behaviors and what your perspective is, to look for the root and the cause. Because anxiety and depression are not illnesses. Anxiety and depression are signals that there's something going on, signals of an underlying cause. And these these five steps, of which the fourth step is helping you look for the patterns, patterns and triggers of the root cause. And in the fifth step, you do an active reach, which is a little action that helps keep you in a mental space and helps you to practice the new way of thinking that you're reconceptualizing. These five steps help you go through the process of acknowledging, processing, and reconceptualizing. They're simple, but profoundly researched and profoundly impactful on how they are changing your brain. You are literally, with these five steps, which I call the neurocycle, proactively directing the neuroplastic changes in your brain. You are using your mind to change your mind and change the structure of your brain and your physical and mental health. You do these steps for 63 days, and in that time period, you will find the root of the issue, eliminate the root, and rebuild a healthy new neural network, a reconceptualized neural network that incorporates the elements of your story, but now reconceptualized in a way that gives you mental peace. You turn your pain into a superpower, all thanks to the power of neuroplasticity and mind management. Why 63 days? Well, contrary to the popular belief, it actually takes 63 days to build a habit into the brain, not 21. It takes 21 days to build a long-term memory, but 63 days in total to automatize the long-term memory. So 21 to build and 42 to turn it into a habit. At the end of the day, you can read all the self-help books and know all about meditating, etc. But if your mind is not right, nothing will be right. Nothing will work. And that is why correct mind management is key to living your happiest and healthiest life. And these five steps I just described give you a simple and sustainable way to managing your mind every 3 seconds, literally. You cannot control the events and circumstances of life, but you can control your reactions and what you build into your mind with correct mind management. You don't just want to become aware, you need to change what you become aware of. So the neurocycle starts with brain preparation, which are things like breathing and meditation and tapping and that kind of thing. But you have to go beyond mindfulness into these five steps of neurocycling. So it's brain preparation and neurocycling, which is correct mind management, which will then help you control your reactions so that you become a responder and not a reactor. Thanks, listeners, for tuning in. You can find me on all social media platforms. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. And you can order my new book. You can pre-order my new book, Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess, which really dives into how the five steps work, on Amazon, Target, wherever books are sold, or just visit cleaningupyourmentalmess.com.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?